Good morning to all of you. We will begin, and there is room for about 25 more people in the balcony, too. So we will begin with hymn number 583. Hunzi, Meyer, Young, Anderson, Tigan, Gullickson, Ilvesacker, Caesar Augustus, Quirinius, Pontius Pilate. These are names that remind us that what we do and who we are here at Bethany Lutheran College is rooted in flesh and blood history. The kind of education we get here is not a cleverly devised novelty cooked up last week by a committee of cutting-edge innovators. Likewise, the faith that we confess is not a product of our best thoughts about who or what we'd like God to be. God has shown himself clearly, concretely, in history, so that we can begin to apprehend the richness of his abundant love for us. Pontius Pilate, the Roman prefect of Judea under the Emperor Tiberius, is the unlikely real-life inspiration for one of our frequently sung hymns. Pilate gave the order that a superscription should be hung on the cross which read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Perhaps he meant this as an offense to the Jewish authorities who had given him such a headache over Jesus of Nazareth. He could not have known that his superscription would be for believers, a confession that the eternal kingship of Christ was shown forth in his great weakness and suffering on the cross. This is the image that we cherish in the crucifix on the altar painting, and on the college mission statement which hangs in every building on this campus. Hymn 593.
Thank you.
If you entered Mankato on one of the valley highways, you know that Bethany is situated at the crest of a hill. Our school song, with music composed by longtime president Sigurd Christian Ylvisaker, alludes to this geographical situation and the lofty goals of an education which frees the spirit to explore the heights of wisdom, as it is revealed in Scripture and in the arts and sciences which have been given to us by God for our delight, our industry, and our human comforts. We join now in singing the school song. We can learn some interesting life lessons from places like Camelot and Oz. Mythology and fairy tale are powerful because, in a limited way, they give us tools to maneuver our way through life. But the little town of Bethany, outside of Jerusalem, was and is a real place. Here is where Jesus spent time with some of his dearest friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. In this humble situation, Jesus challenged his friends Mary and Martha to put their lives into perspective. One thing is needful, namely, that we remain attentive to his word and his presence as we walk through life. When Bethany was founded as a school for women, the name was obviously appropriate. It remains a fitting name for us today because all of us, like Mary and Martha and Lazarus, face the daily challenges of learning to live and preparing to die in his holy presence. Hymn 182, verses 1, 5, and 8. 182, verses 1, 5, and 8. Please stand.